I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello and welcome back to the Loose Lips podcast with me, Sophie Brown.
And myself, Robin Richford. How are we all doing?
Whoop whoop.
Good. Why did I say that?
Do you know, it really threw me off because you didn't say how are you doing. You said how are we all
doing? How are we all doing, people? Woo woo woo.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not that excitable today, I promise. I'm just, do you know what I think's happening today? Do you know when you've just been working so much, you start going a little delirious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's what's happening today. But if you are new to Loose Lips, I promise it's not. Actually, that's a lie. It is always this chaotic. So welcome to the madness. This is where we, I guess, digest everything that you're chatting about in your late 20s and early 30s. And we're muddling on through together, to be honest.
Before we get into this topic, I have a question for you. Have you ever sold anything on Facebook Marketplace?
Have I ever? I think I sold a bin one time.
Did you? So I listed, I've got so much stuff to sell, right? And I'm going to sell it on Vinted, but I also put, because it's like a VR headset thing, I bought myself one.
Oh.
It's like brand new. So I listed it on Facebook Marketplace. I have almost got scammed like twice today.
Oh, I know they are bad on there.
It is insane. Like the way the girl was, I didn't click on her profile. She just said, oh, I'll send my son to pick it up. So I thought she was like in the Manchester area, took my payment details, and then she took my email, and then I got this email like, oh, we can't send you the funds because you don't have a business account. We're going to send you, you need to send us 100 and we'll send you the extra 100 on top of the price. And I was like, obviously I knew that was a scam when I got to that point.
I gave
my account number, sort code, like name, email. I was like, I did, and I'm getting the same ones through loads. So honestly, what the heck? Like,
yeah,
I don't
be careful. Because although I only sold a bin, my partner sold all of our furniture when we left. Also, there's another scam that is them saying that they're going to book like a DPD driver to come collect it.
Yeah.
And that's a scam. So don't do that.
I think I'm quite like savvy with these things, especially having worked in like tech and stuff. We used to get tests. I used to click on them, to be fair. It used to be like, oh, here's an Amazon gift card. I was like, oh, thank you.
Great, I'll have £50, thank you.
Literally, the next email was, you've been enrolled in a... I was like, for God's sake. But I haven't used it before. And I know that like my mum uses it and stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so easy just to get scammed.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy. Yeah, no, I've seen that a couple of times, to be honest. My bin, that was a success, to be fair. I love that I'm talking about a bin. Basically, I bought one of those, you know, those fancy bins where it's like a sensor.
Mm.
Bloody like £100 them bins.
Oh, yeah.
I know. The joke. Anyway, so I was like, no, I'm selling that when I was leaving. Anyone want a bin? They did. So I made some money on that. But yeah, it's so funny. Like the people that you get. We also tried to sell our, we sold our sofas at the time because the place we moved into had sofas and we loved our sofas. They were like these grey made ones and they were like only 6 months old and we're so excited. And this couple came around, it was about 3 weeks before Christmas, and we said, we just want them out. Cause I really like, I was like, don't want them here for Christmas. And this older couple came around and said, oh, our sofa hasn't arrived in time for Christmas. So we needed like a temporary one. And it was so funny because the husband was like going around, like touching every single inch of this sofa. And honestly, the wife was like, I wouldn't worry about it, love. Like talking to me, I wouldn't worry about it, love. I am buying these sofas today because I am not sitting on the floor on Christmas Day. And he was like, oh no, like, you know, kind of being like, stop showing you're so keen. And I was like, she was like, how much do you want for them? I was like, 500 quid. She's like, great, that'll do. Give her the money.
He was gonna be like 8 inches from the top. There's a small scratch.
Exactly. He was gonna, yeah. And he was like, going, oh, it's slightly bobbly here. She's like, oh, just give the young girl the money. You know, she was really like so funny. So I guess I have actually sold stuff, but to be fair, it was through my partner. So I'm not like, I didn't do all the admin of it.
This is the thing, the admin. I mean, I've got like pink bags to put them in. And like, yeah. Thank you stickers and everything, because I sold some stuff on eBay recently. So I'm like ready to go. But yeah, I just didn't realize it was so hazardous out there.
Wild out there. Careful, Soph.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll update you on that if I lose all my money or sell my Oculus headset. If anyone's listening, I'm selling it.
It's an ad. Hashtag not an ad. I think we should jump into this because I feel like we're going to have lots to talk about.
I'm very excited. Do you know, it's been such an emotional roller coaster. I was like a bit scared about the new maths coming out. And then now it's coming. I'm pretty excited. Like I enjoyed the show anyway before. So like, you know, I'm kind of excited just to watch it, just to see what happens. But obviously now I have a whole new perspective on it.
Yeah, I bet you do, because you went and married a stranger, Soph.
I know. So tomorrow, I can't even, don't even like talking about it, but because it was just really bad. But tomorrow is a year ago that my episode came out. My wedding or whatever was shown just very different than how it was. And it was just very upsetting. I was blindsided by it. And it was a lot, because I got a lot of hate that day and I just wasn't really expecting it. Like, obviously, you know, totally open for people to have their opinion and all of that. But because it was based on like what I thought was sort of a different version of events, I just was like completely taken aback. But yeah, that's tomorrow and it's a year ago, so all the pictures were on my phone of a year ago. I had a little cry earlier actually.
Oh babe, oh you my know, god,
it's, I can't even explain, like it's such an emotional thing. And I think that's why like I'm excited for the new cast to go through it. But I've said before, like I'm, you know, yeah, some of us follow each other and stuff, but god, I'm always there if any of them needs tracks. It's so hard.
It's such a weird thing with shows like this, because they've been pre-recorded. I can only imagine that it's like on that launch day when the episode's actually coming out, then I can only imagine you're kind of reliving it. You know what I mean? It's like you're kind of doing it twice.
Yeah, well, I always like say this, you do it, you record it, you go through it that first time, and then it comes out on television, you go through it again.
Yeah.
Clips of it, you go through it again. It's the weirdest thing. I've been rewatching some of my series just because I haven't watched it at all. And sometimes when I watched it last year, you know, like it was a whole different experience, because my brain was just like, you know, I was looking at Twitter and, you know, with my friends or whatever. Like it was very, you know.
Yeah, it was a bit fuzzy. Yeah.
So I don't know if it fully went in, but I've been rewatching some of them. And do you know, it does make me sad, because I rewatched The Wedding Day and it wasn't as bad as like I remembered it on that day. But obviously in that moment it was just like the world had ended. But you know, now I'm like, no, like, you know, it's fine. But it's so crazy to watch it back. I watched The Retreat the other day.
Did you? Do you know, I loved your series. So I think it was probably the first UK one that I kind of got into. Obviously I was filling in for Kat when they used to have the Married at First Sight podcast. So I was slightly more in it because of work. But apart from that, I actually just genuinely loved it. I thought it was a really good series. And because I'm like obsessed with the Australian one. Like that was always my obsession. Yeah. Like, you know, I think everyone got into it in lockdown. And I feel like your series was the first one that kind of in the UK that come out after the hype of the Australian one.
Yeah.
So I feel like everyone was really buzzy about it. And of course, last night when you're hearing this, we've not actually seen it yet because we're recording a couple of days in advance. But last night would have been the first episode. And I mean, I wonder how much my opinions will change once I've seen the first episode. But I would love to look at the lineup. We're going to go full like, I guess, Bumble on this. We have to say, like, we don't know anyone. So, like, we don't actually, we're making opinions based on a dating profile, essentially. We're only going on what we can see and the little bit of information that we've got from the highly reliable journalistic sources.
Now, I was going to say, also, I recorded like a little video of when they were literally released. It was like that night, it was like 10 o'clock. And I was like, oh my gosh. It's worth noting that it seems every media outlet has got like different descriptions of people. So it does vary a bit. But yeah, we're basing it off one that we're seeing. But obviously, yeah, this is recorded before we've seen any of the episodes, but it's not far off. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how different it is.
I want to jump right in with Arthur.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen any of these, Arthur's giving, just from the image, like keen bean PE teacher to me.
Do you know, he's 30. He's based in London. He's a tennis coach.
That's not far off, you know?
Yeah. Well, yes. Good point. I mean, fair enough.
Well, there.
I managed to find loads of their Instagrams. This was when they hadn't posted and they hadn't been posted. Like, this was when it had just come out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their pictures, like, I didn't like my own pictures, to be fair, but, like, I feel like some of them have been done dirty.
I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
Those where you wonder if their Instagrams are... No, because you always know your angles and stuff, but yeah, they should be putting nice ones up, no?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're nice pictures. I just think, like Arthur, for example, he looks quite different on his Instagram, actually.
Hotter or no?
Yeah, that's why I was...
You were going for? Because I don't think he looks that hot there.
No, so I mean, I like sport and especially tennis, and a tennis coach, that's quite appealing to me. But I do wonder, like, nothing really gives it out about his personality. I really don't know.
Do you know what I do think is a little icky? It does say that he wants the fairy tale he has dreamed of since being a young boy.
Gosh.
A bit icky, that, innit?
I mean, yeah, good luck.
I'm ready to find the love of my life, says Arthur. That's quite cute.
Yeah, I think I said that.
Yeah, I think that's quite cute. But I do think it's slightly icky to be like, They've got a northerner, Grimsby.
Yeah.
One of my really good friends is from Grimsby and it's such a nice part of the world. But looking at Brad, he is 27 and he's pretty much covered in tattoos. I mean, I don't know Grimsby well, but that's not what I had in mind. I thought they were a bit more country than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, good point. I don't know. I wonder if he like lives in Grimsby or whether he's... Oh, no, he is Grimsby based. Yeah, interesting. He's got a very like specific look. He's tatted up. He's got kind of the slicked back hair, fitted suit. He says he's got like a bad boy look. I'd say it's quite like a soft... I wouldn't say he looks like full criminal.
He does look a lot like he might ruin your life, though.
Yeah.
He's got that twinkle in his eye. Though I does say this might be where you're getting it from. So he was into the party lifestyle, but now he's into spirituality. How the fuck do you say that? Spirituality. I can't even say it, let alone do it.
Interesting. Not up my street, really, that. Like, I'm not into the whole kind of, like, sort of star signs and the spirituality kind of, like, I don't know. I mean, there's certain things like is manifestation and stuff. Is that like, or is that?
Yeah,
not?
I would say that's quite spiritual.
I guess I'm not like a, you know, an avid, but I do think about that stuff and I do kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like stereotypically in my head, I've now got a picture of what he's like to speak to, which might be the case or might not be. Like, I feel like with, you know, spiritual people, I don't know. It depends whether he's kind of like condescending or whether he's quite like, you know, really open-minded as to what other people have to say.
Yeah, it's that whole thing, isn't it? Like, when they start talking in quotes, I'm like, oh, can we not? Though he does say, I trust the experts with all my heart that they have matched me well.
Aw, good
luck.
Lovely.
That's nice of them, isn't it? That's nice. That's nice he's still got that faith.
Yeah, you keep that up. Right, next. George, 30, Surrey. He's a sports rehabilitator. Describes himself as weird and wonderful. I think I like that. I think that means hopefully he's got, I don't know, quite an interesting personality. Like, if you say yourself that you're quite, you know, weird and wonderful, I think it sounds like he's not afraid to be himself, which is quite nice.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He looks to me as if he is 9 foot tall. He looks absolutely massive.
Yeah, he does. And he grew up, he spent most of his childhood in private and boarding schools. Now, it's such a diverse group across, well, like looking at the pictures, and obviously I know from my series as well, like everybody's so different. It'd be interesting to see like how he fits in with the rest of the group, because some people just don't get on with that kind of vibe.
I don't know. But I do kind of like the unapologetic fakeness of him, because it does just say he aspires to live a life of luxury forever. I'm like, yes, just say it. If that's how you feel, I love that.
I'm into it. I'm like, sign me up to George. Like, me too.
Listen, babe, if you go out with George, we need to get you a stepladder. He looks so tall. How tall is that man?
I don't know, but that is a really good point.
He's so tall. I want to talk about Luke, baby. By the way, can we talk about, actually, before we go any further, they're all relatively young.
Right. I have, yes.
30, 27, 30. That's quite young.
I think it's a very young series. I will say that. Like, I am not saying that people are not in it for the right reasons, because I did it when I was 26, but I fully was ready to settle down. Like, I was ready to go if it had been the right person. But I just think for the whole drama and reality of it, you're putting people that are like all the same age. And it's a shame that there's no older people.
Yeah. Why is there not any older ones then? Not really. I'm just going through them all now and I'm like...
They're so... Terrence is... Well, we'll get there, but he's 40. But I mean, not really that...
That's not that old, I wouldn't say. Not for getting married to a stranger. Like, so we'll talk about Luke. He's a sales executive. He is 30 again and he has the cutest smile one has ever seen.
He does look fun. I just sales. Whenever it's sales, I just know the boys that I've worked with when I've been in sales.
Oh, really? That put you off?
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like, it says, yeah, he's like the funny one. And that's great. Like, it's great if someone's funny, but I just wonder, I don't know, have they got that kind of like, you can be confident but not arrogant.
Yeah, he might be a bit much. Says the social butterfly is often hitting his goals.
Ooh.
I mean, great. But, I mean, he's not had a wife, has he? So,
ouch.
Might be a savage.
Hi all, it's TV's Gail Porter here. I am so excited to tell you that I am joining the Paranormal Activity family and will be hosting a number of live podcast recordings across the UK. The first is on the 5th of October at London's haunted Richmond Theatre. Expect terrifying tales, audience interaction, and hopefully a spirit or two. If you want to join me and share your own paranormal experiences, get tickets at www.paranormalpod.co.uk.
I think he's going to be interesting. I hope that he is also vulnerable as well, because I do find if you've got like that kind of funny character, it's almost like you go to and almost like a bit of a, it can be a bit of a like defense mechanism as to like, you know, I'm the funny one and I'll just make people laugh.
I know what you mean. They can be friend zoned very easily as well, can't they?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk Nathaniel. Nathaniel is giving Gossip Girl 2K2 with his little curly locks. He looks cute, but he looks like he's got a smolder. You know, in the press shot, he's got like a little smolder in his eyes.
Yeah, he does. And it's an interesting get-up. He's got a bow tie, but it's undone.
Yeah, and I think that's what's giving Gossip Girl.
Ah, okay.
I think that's what it is. It's really giving Nate out of Gossip Girl.
We've also got I think it's our first, a few of them have been on random sort of TV things, but he's been on Hot Single Summer, Geordie Shore, just like a Geordie Shore thing. I didn't watch.
Oh, okay. It. Oh, so he has had a little taste of reality TV.
He's had a taste, so, which doesn't necessarily mean that, like, you know, he's not kind of in it for the right reasons. But what it does mean is that he does have experience. Like, me personally, I went in knowing nothing. So it definitely does help knowing at least like how things work and that kind of thing.
That might go against him though, I think, because sometimes if you know, I imagine you can't, it's probably impossible to be just as genuine because, you know, I mean, you kind of know the processes and things.
People obviously already have a bit of a prejudgment as well. Yeah. Which can happen. But he's Manchester. I haven't come across him before, actually, but he's between Manchester and Mykonos.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What?
I know. And interestingly, there's a girl as well that also does work in Mykonos. Now, whether they've been put together or whether that's just coincidental.
Interesting.
But yeah, it says jet set lifestyles.
Mykonos, out of all the places, what on earth are they doing apart from partying? Oh, and living their best life. Oh, don't. I'm so jealous. He does say, I don't trust anyone but myself.
Oh.
Okay. This doesn't feel like the right process, but, you know, each to their own.
Yeah. That's, oh gosh. Right. Well, yeah. Good luck to him. But moving on to Paul, 26. He's very young. Chesham account manager.
I think he's the best looking so far.
Yeah.
He's got beautiful teeth. Like, so nice. His suit is so well made.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
That's what he's doing. He looks really good.
He does. He's an account manager as well. I used to be an account manager. So that's kind of like a sales role, but not like new business.
Okay.
Loads of people are account managers, but interesting. But again, he might have that kind of like persona of sort of maybe a little bit of a sales guy. Maybe he's got like an air of confidence though.
Yeah, I don't know. He looks really kind. He's got a kind eye. This is why I would be so rubbish on Bumble, because I'm like, he's got kind eyes.
I mean, I'd be looking at, yeah, see, I'm like analysing the fact that he works in sales. And
yes.
Stuff, because, yeah. That's, you know, I've worked in it. But it does say here, it says he's a keen footballer, boxer and gym goer. I mean, you know, hats off to you, but where are you going to find the time for
I know that? Yeah, I do get a bit worried when they're like proper into stuff like that. Not into stuff like that. I mean, when they've got like a list of four, I'm like, okay, that's four nights a week.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
I do think that. It's nice to have passions and interests for sure, but I do worry if they're a bit of a, they've got loads. Though he has said a lovely quote, which says, I hope the experts literally hand-delivered my best friend and life partner.
Yeah, love that, because obviously, yeah, you do. You just want a best friend. But yeah, I'm excited to see who he's with, actually, and what he's actually like.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I hope you don't disappoint me, Paul. Don't disappoint me, because I'm rooting for you already. I think we should go to the daddy of the group, which is hilarious because he's 40.
He is a daddy, though. He does have
kids. He is a daddy.
Yeah. But he, yeah, father of three. So he's 40. And it says that he's had, yeah, a bit of a bachelor lifestyle. So it is interesting because you've got some young ones there. And then obviously he's 40, but spent the last couple of years like being single. It just depends where you are in your life. You can be 25 and ready to settle down, and you could be 45 and still be like living your best life. Like it really depends.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I do wonder though if like all of those 26 and 27 year olds are ready to marry a stranger. Not necessarily ready to settle, but that kind of like, I imagine like as time goes on, that's when you start to feel a bit more like, oh, I need someone's help. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, his name's Terrence. He's a youth worker and DJ. And when I tell you, I have never seen someone look more like a DJ in my life. How much fun does he look in that photograph? He literally looks like, right, guys, let's go.
Yeah, he looks like exactly like he's ready to hype a crowd up. I think he's going to be like good energy.
Oh, I think he's going to be so much fun. I think he's literally going to be one of my favorites for sure. And he said that, which I think is actually really endearing. And I think this is what comes with age that you don't get when you're younger. It just says, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. The only bit I'm worried about is whether she'll like me.
Oh, yeah. See, that's
so cute.
Yeah.
Right. The investment communications Thomas, 27, from Wiltshire. Wowzies.
I know. Again, looked at his Instagram, got a bit of a different like vibe than I did from the picture. So
the picture is him, I think, cheating with a fist, which does worry me that that's like kind, they've already kind of decided that his narrative. He has a lovely suit on, though. Really lovely suit.
Yes, I agree. It says animal loving, But yeah, it says feline friends.
Oh, no, he's a cat guy. No, yeah. No, fuck that. No, done. No.
No.
I'm sorry, Thomas. You can be so good looking, but no, I'm not on board with the cats.
Yeah, I know. But he is a gentleman whose love language is gift giving. That's mine is gift giving as well when I do the bloody tests.
Yeah. I am obsessed with that though, because I feel like that just goes like, I'm going to buy you stuff.
I mean, pop off. Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Knock yourself out, mate.
You do that. I'm quite excited to see what he's like, because I don't think this gives much away as to what he's like. So it'd be interesting.
No, but I do think they're trying to write an additive with the photograph because it's giving investment banker a little, isn't it?
My message to anyone is like, you've got to watch it for a while, I think, to get to know people, because especially the first episode.
Should we jump to the brides?
Yeah.
Let's get through these brides. We have our first blonde bombshell and she is gorgeous. Her name is Ella. She's 29, Western Supermare. Where's that? Is that Northern?
It's more down my end.
Okay.
Ella is our first trans bride.
Oh my
yes.
God. Yes. Gorgeous.
I know. Yes. She looks so stunning. And yeah, that dress is amazing. She's got like this big necklace on as well. Her hair looks great.
I love the corset. It's so cute.
Yeah, but she, what does she do? So she's a clinic consultant, which, yeah, I mean, suits her. Yeah, caring nature.
This experiment is so much more than me just getting married. I see this as a big deal for someone who has transitioned. I love that. I really love that.
I do as well.
It just gives a bit more, doesn't it? And also as well, it's just so nice to see representation in that way. I'm excited. This is going to be good.
I am. Talking of representation as well, next up, we've got Jay, who is the first disabled bride as well. I think I'm getting that right. 31. She's from Lancashire. Sales manager.
Oh, she looks cute.
Yeah, she really does. She's giving off like really positive energy.
Isn't it amazing how you can tell that from a photo? Do you know what? I know I've already harped on about the kind eyes, but Jay's got those. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
I feel like you just look at Jay and you're just like, I just know she's going to be such a nice person. And I hope she is. Don't disappoint me, Jay.
It says as well, right? It says, looking for a cheeky chappy, someone to make her laugh. I wonder if her and the Lukester are a match.
Oh, yeah, because he's the funny one.
He's the funny one.
Well, they would actually really suit, I think. Is that the one that's 9 foot tall?
No, Luke is, you said he has a really nice, like, smile.
The kind face. Yeah, see, they would match really, really well.
Yeah.
Get me on that panel. I'll match them.
We've got another expert. The thing is, it says she was single for just a few months, which, excuse me, Jay, you're supposed to be like at the end of your
tether. Yeah. Not dumping them so you can go on the show.
I know. It does say, I mean, I was in the process for like 5-6 months. So
yeah, there you go. Well, we have Laura, who's 34 from Hampshire. She is our resident boss bitch, I would say.
Yes. Yeah.
Career girl, our finance manager. That is the energy that Laura's given.
Yeah, she's giving high end. She really is. I mean, I was subject a bit to this narrative that was like, oh, you know, materialistic and likes nice things. Yeah. Like that, which yeah I do, but it's not like the be all and end all. But I wonder whether like she is very like that and materialistic, or whether that's more, you know, what's been written down and she's just, you know, a boss bitch that can buy her own stuff. But yeah, it says she spends weekends out in Chelsea. I have seen a little headline, I hadn't clicked on it, but that she dated someone who made in Chelsea, I think.
Well, she has been married before. Is that the first divorcee? I don't feel like anyone else has been married before.
Good point.
I don't know. I don't know the statistics, but I'm pretty sure there's not been that many that have been married before.
It's not ever, because we did have, I think.
Oh, did you?
But maybe out of this cast. But then, I mean, Terrence has got kids, but it doesn't say whether he was married. So
no. I kind of like that as well, because I almost feel like there's something really genuine in that, because if you've been married before, you've been down, you've done it in a way. And so you're like, do you know what? Throw caution to the wind. Let's just do it. I think that kind of, yeah, I kind of like that about her. And also as well, I just love a kind of successful woman. So.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
You know, I'm already kind of sided with Laura. I hope she's lovely. Let's do Peggy, who is 32, is a technology risk partner. I have no idea what that means, but she is so tall. I really hope that she's with the big friendly giant that I've already done.
Oh my gosh. Good point.
Because she is 5'10". Like, oh my gosh, how gorgeous. 5'10" as a woman, I would die. I would love that. I'd actually love it. I would want those legs so bad.
And she looks, I mean, yeah, she looks banging. So, I mean,
stunning.
Fair play. Her dress looks really lovely. Her hair looks great. Technology, I mean, pop off in tech, go girl.
Yeah, I don't actually know what it means, but I am thinking they're going to team her with that guy that I think is really tall. This is going to be so funny if he's just like literally 5 foot and it's just the way the photo looks.
I know, it will be, yeah, hilarious.
But I think that's who they're going to team her up with. I can see that already. Very random point. She has such nice collarbones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very
funny. Very random, but yeah.
Yeah.
She does look great. And she says, I want that lover and someone who can also be my best friend. And I really like that.
Cute. Yeah. Right. Next up, we've got Portia, who is 36. London. She is an executive assistant.
Is she our oldest bride? I think she might be. Ooh. So far. So I'm thinking maybe Terence.
Ooh.
Terence is the oldest mate, is the oldest groom.
Yeah, potentially. She looks very elegant. She looks like she knows what she wants, and she sounds like she knows what she wants. She's a single mum. Oh, so she's a mum, and she holds her Christian faith in high regard. So she's quite religious. So I do wonder, is she looking for someone that's similar or
true? Though I do think that she looks very, very classy.
Yeah.
Though her and Terence would work age-wise, I want, and also the fact they both got kids is quite a good pairing. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if someone else has kids, you kind of understand each other, don't you?
Yeah.
But I don't know if he'd be too much of a cheeky chappy for her.
I was going to say that might not be like what she's after. She might want someone that's like, you know, in a completely different place than her. Do you know what I mean? Rather than like, maybe she wants someone younger. I don't know. It doesn't really give much. It just says she's looking for an alpha male. And it does look like some of those personalities are quite strong, those male personalities. But
yeah,
God, you never know. Who's going to be with now?
I know, I'm excited to see it. I mean, you guys will know already who they've been paired up with, and so will we when this airs, but very exciting. We're going to talk about Rosalind. She is a florist. She's 28 from Crewe. And when I tell you she looks like the most wholesome human that has ever walked this planet, she's got a little tutu dress on and she's pulling it out. She looks about 17, and I'm not joking.
Almost, is it ethereal, or what's that word that's like... that word? Yeah, like ethereal, like sort of fairy, like kind of, do you know what I mean? Like,
maybe she might be about airy fairy. Oh, maybe she'd work with Thomas in the spirit. No, not Thomas, the one that's spiritual.
Oh, interesting. Oh, it says she's quirky. I mean, I think even she could be with someone like George, though, because he said, I'm weird and wonderful. So yeah. Maybe like, I don't know, it says she's quirky. Grew up, animals. There were a couple of them that said they like animals as well. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That likes cats.
Oh, not the cat guy.
I know. yeah, she's that. Oh, I'm very intrigued. But this kind of whole, you know, airy fairy look, that doesn't, she might be like very, I don't know, very different personality wise. Like you can't, I don't know, you never know.
So hard to tell from a picture. That's why I love that we're doing this, because we could be completely wrong. We could have nailed some of it, but I reckon we could be completely wrong with others. I don't know if she's just a little wholesome for me. But she might not be, like you say, maybe it's just the photograph, like the holding your skirt out, like you're meeting the queen thing that's happening.
Yeah, like, of course, obviously, like they've written these descriptions and they've taken the pictures and they've picked the pictures that fit the description. So, you know, you've got to take that into account. But yeah, interesting. Next up, we've got Shona, 31. She's from Nottingham, a performing arts teacher.
Here we go. She is going to bring the drama with a D, let me tell you. Shona is the one that is not going to mess around, I can tell already.
Yeah, and I said this on my little roundup before, but I still stand by it. So obviously I'm very good friends with Adrian. Adrian used to be a performing arts teacher. And not drama, but like...
he's not a wallflower, like...
No, yeah, I think that that's going to be interesting. She looks stunning as well, really stunning.
Yeah, she looks beautiful. Really beautiful. But I do think she's going to be the one that's... she's going to be our mixer, I reckon.
Yeah.
Don't know why. Something in the eyes. Something in the eyes. I might be so wrong. I did go to performing arts school, and let me tell you, in the law of averages.
Yeah, exactly. This is the thing. I wonder who she's going to be with. I wonder if she is with the tennis guy, Arthur.
Ooh, that'd be a good fit.
I think they could be. I'm very confused about other people, to be honest. Like, I think it could be different people. But yeah, I have a feeling Shona and Arthur could be a thing.
That's not a bad shout, actually. And that leads us on to our final bride and our baby of the group, Tasha, who's only 25 from Leeds and is a childcare assistant.
Yeah, gosh.
She looks really beautiful, doesn't she?
Oh, she's absolutely stunning. Like, I've seen her on Instagram as well, but she's beautiful. It's giving like full, like high-end fashion.
Yeah, she's gone high-end fashion with her pose.
Oh, yeah.
Worries me slightly that she could also bring drama in that way. Because she looks like she ain't messing around. Do you know what I mean? It's like complete contrast from, you know, Little Bo Peep and Tinkerbell that Rosalind was giving. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're completely different. And you wonder how they're going to get on.
I agree. Yeah, because it says, typical Leeds girl, life and soul of the party. And it says underneath her sassy exterior, Tasha is very caring. But I agree. I think she could be one to speak her mind, like at the dinner parties and stuff.
Yeah. I'm always really cautious when people say, like, you know, their exterior is like this, but inside they're really like this or whatever. I'm always like, yeah, but like how deep inside? You know? Because I'm like, if you're going to be like haunted for like, you know, five layers, I'm not really bothered about the inside layer, you know, like, because most people as a general rule don't ever get that close.
Yeah.
I do wonder when they kind of say things like that, but I hope I'm pleasantly surprised because she looks as if she's going to serve looks, which I'm very excited about. I want to see her fashion. I want to see Tasha's fashion choices.
I'm excited for the looks overall. I feel like now the thing is as well, like with every series that goes by, like the next series kind of have more of an idea and things of what, you know, goes on and that kind of thing. But I think there'll be some serious looks for these dinner parties. Definitely.
I'm so excited. I honestly wanted a wardrobe like Ella from the Australian one for so much. In fact, I still do.
Yeah.
I do think that we have a good mix, but I am disappointed in the lack of older people.
I agree with that because I just think that, like, I've been in this environment and I know how much bloody sort of stress and drama that harbors, and like, let alone when you're all the same age and, you know, there's that competition and that kind of thing. And like, you know, it'd be interesting to see as well if we have any sort of like infidelity or any fancying each other, because there's a lot of young attractive people in this bunch.
Yeah, and they're more likely to play away then, aren't they, because they've got less to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
And only two of them with kids then. Looks like there's only two of them with kids. That's quite surprising.
Yeah, thing is, we do have to think about, I went in late, they might do that again this year.
That's true. Yeah,
so my guess would be if they did that again, maybe that would be an older couple. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's so true. And I wonder if they've got any same-sex couples and things like that. We don't know yet because they've not mentioned that.
Yeah. So I would imagine that might be the case. We may have a female couple or a male couple that come in a bit later.
How exciting.
I say we haven't got that, but I'm assuming it's because there's not two, because there'd have to be two, one lesbian couple, one gay couple, wouldn't there? Because you couldn't just say like two girls are together, because then two boys would have to be together.
I see what you mean. Like, the math isn't mathing.
That's what I mean.
But maybe they are. Maybe they are in there, but they haven't specified it. Maybe they don't know, the hard-hitting journalists that we are following.
Yes, exactly. But I'm excited. Like I said, it's a mixed bag of emotions, but I'm genuinely excited for the next series. Like, I hope it's a good experience. Obviously, you know, I've got great things that are just going on in my life and that's fantastic, but you know, there's no doubt that, you know, I'm going to be watching it every night. And
me too. I think I'm going to get hooked on it this year. I'm excited. I think we need something as well. See, the end of summer, you just need something to get your teeth stuck into.
It's a good time of year. But yeah, I'm excited. We'll see whether we were I don't think we will find out all of the matches that day, by the way. You see the hen do and the stag do, and then you get like a couple of weddings each day. So we'll see.
Oh, so it might be coming out tonight when this is released. So yeah, I think we definitely circle back though, Soph, and we can give her a little rundown. This will not be our last math special.
No, it shall not. And please send in any of your thoughts as well. Obviously, yeah, we might know a couple by the time this comes out, but let us know what you think about the new series. And yeah, and obviously we have our Extra Lippy episode, which is every Friday. So if you want to send in your dilemmas, you can do to contact@thelooselipspodcast.com or @thelooselipspodcast on Instagram.
And of course, you can get us on our personal Instagrams. We're always happy to chat. It's @RobinRichford with a Y and @SophieHLBrown. We will be back again next Tuesday. So thank you so much for listening. As always, we love you lots. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Tsinis.
Kayla Tsinis. I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.